Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And this is our open home hour. We open the doors, phones, texts, email to anything you, the Arizona listeners, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Jennifer's call screening. She's on the line with Al right now looking for somebody to fix a leaking temperature valve on a solar water heater.
We've taken a couple calls the last couple weeks that needed follow-up, so I'm going to want to touch on a couple of those and just get them followed up for the sake of all the listeners and dealing with what the problems these couple homeowners have had.
Got a great text question last hour we're saving for this hour. It's, you've perfected super cooling. There's a such thing as superheating. We'll talk about that. And I saw something interesting. You've seen manufactured homes, whether it's a double, single, triple, they've got them big enough now they don't even look like they were built in a warehouse by the time they put them on site and finish putting them all together. You've seen site-built homes where the delivery truck comes and you've got all this bundled lumber and they drop it there on site, then the work crews show up and start putting the walls together. Have you ever seen just pre-built walls being delivered?
Yes.
I saw that for the first time recently. I think it was just this last week. There's a subdivision going in en route on my morning drive coming into town, and I saw a truck, and it was pulling trailer, and you could tell all the walls were pre-built and numbered, and I thought, you know what? That's pretty ingenious, because two things. One, you can control your costs better, where if everyone is coming to your yard, whether it's indoor or outdoor, and everyone's working there, you're not having to send your entire framing crew. Let's say you're going 120 miles this day to build a home and frame it on site for the week. You're building all the walls here, and you only have to go to this job site 1 or 2 days a week to get them all in place.
Yeah.
I thought for cost savings, that's pretty... And
Del Webb introduced that out at Sun City. John F. Long introduced that. The Shucks. We're all innovators in that concept.
And if you're doing it at a place that it could be indoors or quality or environmentally controlled... if you've got it, your efficiency could go up.
And stack them up, baby. Weather delays. Never
have a rain day. You never have a wind delay. It may delay you on site once you get there. But if majority of your work is doing it prefab. And then I was driving in across Northern today, and there was four concrete trucks lined up on 4th Street and Northern. And you could tell it was a residential property. So, I got to go back that way just to see it, because it looked like whatever. I think that home was probably leveled to have that many concrete trucks getting in there to restart. So whatever it is you're working on.
Get the mud down, baby.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And you can tell we've got the calls lined up already.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's the kind of weekend that you can spend brainstorming home improvement projects. One, by calling us, and let's talk you through whatever you're trying to tackle. If you're in the Maricopa County Phoenix metro area, you can get to the Maricopa County Home Show. Watch for the Rosie Certified Contractors that are there. There's over a dozen there. And they've all got the Rosie on the House maintenance calendars they're handing out. So if you stop it in the Maricopa County Home Show, find a Rosie Certified Contractor and have them take care of you. If you're down in between land,
we've got Renee Luzon Ben, Casa Grande Chamber of Commerce President, joining us online. If you didn't hear it last hour, Renee, pretend that you got a brand new listening audience and no one knows what's going on in Casa Grande today.
Okay. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing today? We are so excited. I hope you can hear me. There's quite a crowd here at the annual Home, Health, and Garden Show hosted by the Greater Casa Grande Chamber of Commerce. Home, Health, Garden Show is our Casa Grande lifestyle show. If you want to know what's available to residents of Casa Grande and the area. You can come on down here and learn all about our local businesses and enjoy a car show and a truck show. And we've got music, we've got food, we've got a beer garden. It is a great day to be had from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Promenade at Casa Grande, which is just off of Interstate 10 at the Casa Grande exit.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. I can tell it's loud. It's just opened up in the last 10 minutes. And we've got our Rosie on the House promotion team that's on site there today. Just look for the Sanderson Ford wrapped transit vehicle that they're in. They've got items from our e-store. I know they're running a promotion. I have not heard back from them on what they actually decided item-wise, but they've got home maintenance calendar. If you need a home maintenance calendar, you can get down there. Look for Jen and Lance. And Renee, one more time, where is the physical location? Because it's moved from previous years, a brand new location this year.
Yes, yes. At the Promenade at Casa Grande, the Promenade Mall opened up some years ago, and we are in one of the storefronts here at Suite 159. And you know what's great is this suite is going to be filled in just a few months with an amazing multi-tainment center for families. So while we're excited to be in a new location, it's great that it's going to be unavailable to us next year. But, you know, life is good here in Casa Grande. We've got great growth going on. And today's home show, I think, really demonstrates what's available for everyone who wants to come live down here.
Wonderful.
Whether they're going to come live here or they winter here, we have a lot to offer.
You do. That's one of the biggest overlooked towns, I think, in the entire state. And I spend time there. Our rodeo circuit often hits the Casa Grande, the Pinal County Fairgrounds. And every time I'm there and drive around, I just think, gosh, there is so much opportunity in Casa Grande. It's incredible.
There is. There sure is. And in fact, I'm standing in front of the Rosie on the House booth right now.
Is anybody manning it?
Yes, they are. They are busy helping visitors.
Well, tell them when they have a break. Have one of them text us. What tool promotion are they running for the...
What promotion are you running today?
We are going to be having a Stanley hacksaw.
Oh, I hear a Lance in the background.
A Stanley hacksaw. You've got a Stanley hacksaw. And what's the other?
Torpedo level.
And a torpedo level. Those look like things I'd like to win.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you. And have a great home show today, Renee.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. That's in Casa Grande today. Only till 2.
That's right. Only today.
But
only
and you know what? Two. I really like that.
The vendors love it.
You know, how many home shows, a 3-day home show, how many hours do you stand there from open to close, and the first 2 hours there's nobody, the last 2 hours there's nobody? It's always that 10 to 2 that's the hustle and bustle that people are there. I like that.
All right.
Brilliant. Genius.
Well, let me get to a couple of emails that we've had while the calls are coming in. Gay wrote us with a home in Sorita that built by a...
South of Tucson.
A large merchant builder. They've only been in it since August. The home's about 15 years old, and the drywall is showing signs of cracking inside. And she's thinking, wow, a home that's 15 years old, you know, probably should have stopped. So she visited with Jennifer at the office earlier in the week. And Jennifer asked, just send us pictures, but put something in the picture that indicates the scale of the crack. And we love it when you can just lay a pencil next to the crack. Because I tell people, drywall cracks that are the width of pencil lead probably isn't too much to worry about, unless they're new and they are emanating from the corners of doors and windows. That's the beginning of probably a stress crack. But generally speaking, if on a high ceiling, you've got a crack that's going very straight and it's just the width of the pencil, it's the seam joint between two sheets of sheetrock and probably is just a aesthetic problem, but not a structural problem. Well, Gay sent these pictures, and in fact, she does have what looks like to be structural cracks emanating from the corners of her doors and windows, and that's the That's the weakest link in your wall panels, at the tops and the corners of those openings. So that will be the first place significant stress manifests itself. And I would tell you, Gay, you've only been in the home since August. You claim that phone calling the builder, she actually, this is a quote, is like trying to reach the president of Russia.
Now, you did say it's a 15-year-old home, right?
It is a 15-year-old home. But trying to reach anyone in the customer service division of this particular company is like trying to reach Mr. Putin.
I have to ask, has she tried to call Putin?
I bet she hasn't.
Google it. How to call Putin.
Might be easier than she thinks. But the point is, this builder isn't responding. So what are her recourse? A trained eye, Gay, can tell whether or not those cracks have been patched before. And I would tell you, I would get a trained eye there to take a look at it. And if, in fact, those cracks had been band-aided prior to the home being listed, and in the Spudge report, the disclaimer report by the seller, they didn't mention that they had repaired some structural stress cracks prior to listing the home, you would have at least a phone call conversation with the realtor that worked the deal with you and say, here's how we feel about this. There were no indications from the prior owner. We've had experts look at it and say these cracks have occurred in the past. They have been repaired, and we think they were covering something up. Now, have the conversation and see where it goes. Now, I can tell you if in the 6 months you've been in the house, you've changed any of the exterior landscaping or watering schedule, that too could also be attributing to the problem, but that would be a whole nother problem. So if you haven't changed anything and a trained eye says the repairs have been made before, you need to get your realtor involved as the starting point of what to do next.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside. Whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.